two very brief readings, but hopefully they'll be meaningful. The first one is from Coleman Barks' book titled Rumi, the Big Red Book. And it's a beautiful big red book. This is on Shams of Tabriz. And as I said yesterday evening, many of you were not here. When we're talking about Rumi, we have to talk about Shams of Tabriz. It's like talking about the great archetypal statue of David without referencing Michelangelo. We can't do it. They're inseparable. And so this is a reflections on Shams of Tabriz. There is a sun within you that nurtures the fruit trees of your invisible being. Shams is the name of that sun. Shams Tabriz, your face is what every religion tries to remember. Rumi's son, Sultan Balad, describes what he felt when he was with Shams. This is Sultan Balad saying, when he spoke, he sowed new love in my soul. He revealed secrets. He made me fly without wings and reach the ocean with no boundaries, where I found peace, and like a bird freed from a trap, felt safe from all dangers. That's from the Balad Nama. Now here's a little story from Shams Tabriz, from the Makalat. A great caravan arrives at a place where there's no habitation and no water. There's a deep well, but no bucket or rope. To test for fresh water, the caravanners tie a kettle to a rope of their own and they let it down. It strikes something and they pull, but the kettle breaks and it falls away. They send another and they lose it too. After that, they lower a thirsty volunteer from the caravan, then another, and another. But they also disappear. A wise man says, he will go down. He's nearly to the bottom when a terrible, dark creature appears. I can never escape from you, says the man to the monster, but I hope at least to stay aware so that I see what's happening to me. Don't tell me your long story, says the monster. You are my prisoner. You will never leave unless you answer one question. Ask it, says the wise man. Where's the best place to live, queries the monster. The wise man reflects to himself, I'm totally helpless here. If I say Baghdad or some other beautiful place, it may be that I will insult his hometown by not mentioning it. Then the wise man replies, the best place for someone to live is where he feels at home. If that's a hole in the middle of the earth, then that is his home. That's the best place. We just had last call. Do the lights get brighter here? Or is it just the lights are getting brighter here? Okay. Back to the story. Inshallah.
Don't stop.
Inshallah. Okay, so let me go back just for a moment. So the wise man replies, the best place for someone to live is where he feels at home. The way that Shams made Sultan Balad feel. You felt at home. If it's a hole in the middle of the earth, then that's his home, and that is the best place. Well said, You are a rare human being, says the monster. Because of your blessing, I will set the others in your care free and give you authority over the earth. I will take no more prisoners, and I will release the waters of this well. Shams, in his wild wisdom, advises us to bless the monster in its home. Now I have just a few more words, and I'll wrap it back to this story if you will give me a few minutes. And these are words from our beloved root teacher, Hazrat Inayat Khan. And these are his words. You know, he was so incredibly wise and intelligent and well-studied. Any subject he can speak on. And so these are his words. Rumi respectfully listened to the words of Shams of Tabriz, who said, "All things which seem important, what are they on the day when you depart? What rank? What power? What is position? A far greater problem is what will go with you, for the solution of that problem will lead you to eternity. The problems of this world, you may solve them and solve them, yet they're never finished. What have you understood about God, about man, about human beings? What relationship have you found between human beings and God? If you worship God, why do you worship God? What is a limitation? What is perfection? And how can one seek for it?" It's the end of Shams' quote. Murshid goes on to say, "After this conversation, Rumi realized that it's not learning, but living the knowledge that counts. And he had read much, and he had thought much, but he suddenly saw that what is important is not saying, but being. When he realized this, and after Shams of Tabriz had left, he wrote a verse. The king of the earth and of the heaven, of whom people have spoken today, I've seen in the form of a man. For he saw how wide can be the heart of man, how deeply the soul of man can be touched, and how high the spirit of man can reach. So the question is, what is the limited and what is the unlimited? And are we like an inanimate object that gets thrown down the well, unconscious of our fate? Or are we just like a thirsty person that willingly throws oneself down a well in an effort to find water? Or are we the wise men, the wise woman, who willingly goes down, confronts the monster, and stays awake? So if you will, we'll just 11 times do the zikr that Murshid taught us in a spoken form. And I will give you a little secret here. Murshid said the zikr in a very particular way. It doesn't mean it's better or worse, it was just his way. And as we said, there's no good, there's no bad, it just is. But he studied the tradition of the zikr that came from the Persian tradition, and he spoke it in this way. La ilaha el Allahu. So the ill becomes el. And what he tells us about that is that this is a more feminine, a more feminine, a more receptive form of the zikr, where we're speaking to the heart. And he also teaches us that to the left is our heart, this limited self, with all of the conditions of our limited life. And to the right is the unlimited side of our being, the unlimited part of the being, the soul. And so with the zikr, we just gently move the head from left to right and back, right to left. And what is this? As we're saying, La Elaha, we're saying, I am offering this limited self to this unlimited self, this conditioned self to the ultimate self. And then we come back and we know that we've been changed and informed by this unlimited self. And nothing's ever the same. So just 11 times. La Elaha El Allah. 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 La Elaha El Allah.